From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia says she expects a federal government shutdown will last through most of the month.
I think this one will probably last between 2 and 4 weeks because, again, after the 30 days, because employees have been paid for a month in advance is the way it works. Their checks covered through this month.
Garcia told Hello Houston lawmakers probably won't make a deal until closer to November. The House passed a funding deal, but it hasn't been able to get the votes needed to pass in the Senate. The 51st annual Texas Renaissance Festival starts next week. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says this year it'll be without its founder, George Coulomb.
Coulomb died in May at the age of 88. To honor his legacy, the Renaissance Festival will host a private invite-only memorial tomorrow to celebrate his life and his 50 years of dedication to the annual event. Coulomb was found dead in his Grimes County home 2 weeks after a judge had ordered him to sell the festival and its assets to a group of prospective buyers. The order came as a result of a lawsuit filed against Coulomb after a $60 million deal fell through in 2023. The new owners of the festival told Houston Public Media earlier this year that they plan to continue the annual event. This year's Renaissance Festival season begins next Saturday and runs through November 30th. 1,500 vendors and festival employees are expected to attend the memorial. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
Galveston is starting a major beach project on the island's west end next week. The city says it'll add about 2 miles of new sand to the beach to help with coastal erosion. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Texas General Land Office are helping with the effort. Local teams in action this weekend. The University of Houston plays Texas Tech at home tomorrow night. The Texans play the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday. Clear skies expected this evening. Overnight low going down to about 72 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High near 89 degrees and around 74 tomorrow night. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.